over Alam Olamaisa when he got married. They promised him, the Shmuel, a lot of money. Because the Maisa of Biskarov would say over. Biskarov said it over. We could say it over ourselves. He gave him a lot of money, the Shmuel gave him a lot of money. And he took all of that money and he invested it in houses. And like this, he said he'll be baruch that he will have parnasa for all of his life, that he could sit and learn. Very shortly after his chasanah, the war started, and he lost all of the investments. Nothing was left. And he felt mamash tehoim tachas raglo. And he realized that he was never a Baal Bitachon. And he started to learn Chovos Halavos. And said, and after a while I felt I became a Baal Bitachon. So they asked the Biskarov, like, what are you saying in the story? Like, what is the purpose of the story? And the Biskarov said, to teach people that to be a Baal Bitachon, it's a avoida that every person has to be over that. Biskarov said, Kimat was not good for him. What happened? He was so sure that everything is good for him, and everything disappeared in a minute. Nothing was left. Nothing was left. So, the assignment of a person, like we were speaking the last couple times, a person has to come to the Madrege of Bitochen. He's the Aviya voice, the Emunah of Bitochen. Bela Lepian would say, Alamol. Miss Yosef had a Magi that came to learn with him. And he would tell him that there's a Akpodim and a Shomayim that is not learning Musar every day. So he asked the Magi, what do you want me to learn? So they want you to learn Chovos Halavos. So Bela would say, the person will find a sefer. Rabbi Kivayga says, if you learn this, you become a lama. Everyone will learn it. The sefer, as the Rashba states, if you learn this, there's a sefer from the Rishonim that the Magid, Mashamayim, tells the Bisyois, if they want you to learn Chovos Halavos. This is your tafkid, to learn Chovos Halavos. So it's needed for the Bisyois to learn Shara Bitoch. But we, Baruch Hashem, we're okay. But if we understand that our job is to have a bitochen, to have the right argosha of bitochen, so a person will work on it. And if you don't work on it, you don't get there. It's not the pshat. Like the Chazon Ish explains that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah of emunah, when a person is nifter, the first shayla they ask him, Nosata v'notata v'emunah, means pshutah, the real emunah. It also means Zana Yosha v'kamen, Shnat Aspir, but Nosata v'notata v'emunah, the Aleph base of emunah, Chavis HaMbam, as we said, it also says, every person, Chavis HaMbam brings down, he brings down Zana Yosha v'kamen. Every person, the Ramban has a sefer on Emunah Bitochen, the Loshon is starker. Every Baal Bitochen has to have Emunah, but not every Baal Emunah has Bitochen. Bitochen is for sure based on a real Emunah, but not every Baal Emunah has Bitochen. Bitochen is something that you take the Emunah that you have, you work on it, you polish it, till it comes to the place that you have the bitachon. But the Metzius says that you have a bitoch. The Biskarov explained that when he finished to learn Shara Bitochon after he got that clap, he realized, Eizu Osher Asameach Bechalko, he goes on Bala Bitochon. And he explained with a marshal, so the rich person goes on the street, but he has $1 billion in his pocket. No. He trusts the bank that when he needs the money, they will give him the money. The Bala Bitochon trusts Hashem that when he will need, Hashem will give him. So he's the same rich. Both of them have a bank. And not only that, the person that is a Baal Bitochon knows that Hashem gives him what he needs. So the rich person becomes very rich. By night, he's nervous that someone is breaking into his house. He gets an alarm system, but he hears it squeaking. He walks on the street. He thinks someone is there to get him. A person doesn't know if he's happy or not when he has money. He thinks that his life is better. But it doesn't mean nothing. Oishar shomu leba'olov leho'osay. Kavis Alvoda says, a person, Hashem gave him money and he had to give tzedakah, he didn't give tzedakah. He comes to the Shamayim. Oishro yusibas avodoin le'oilom u'lenetzach netzachim. He has billions. He kept the money in the bank. So I didn't give you money for the bank. I didn't give you money to give over to your kids. Who knows? This doesn't have money, he gives my son. How bad could be already, yeah? A person doesn't know what is the tachlis of the nesina of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a person has to miyasev the bitochon. So the Biskarov said that for sure, ikar ve'avoyde of bitochon is choyvas alevoves. Meaning to say, it's a delay. A person has to work on it to be a bal bitochon. Aber avada is mais. Now, and we're explaining, I want really to get very practical. Now, ma'isim is all about the shayla. What is considered ma'isim? I mean, we have to do ishtadlis. A person cannot not do ishtadlis. Because why a person has to do ishtadlis? Because if a person will not do ishtadlis, if a person will not do ishtadlis, will be no nisoyin of bitochon. No nisoyin of bitochon. But Hashem shows it b'chush. Every person sees it b'chush. I'll tell you two, three things before when I go to Maise. I was on the way down here. Someone came over to my seat. A guy in yeshiva. I don't know who he is, I'm not going to say his name, but there's a kovitz that is called Iyun HaParsha. It's a guy from yeshiva that does Iyun HaParsha. So officially, Iyun HaParsha is really you send answers and questions on the Parsha. They give out like this booklet, and you saw it around. Lemaisa, what the guy does really, he tries to support a lot of Yengelayt, Duchdem. It's all different things, but his matol is really to give a lot of money to a lot of Yengelayt, and that's a song. He sits in the yeshiva and he learns. So I saw him today in the afternoon, he was sitting near me, and he was living with someone from America. I looked at him, like, he came over to me. He told me, you know, who is this guy? He's a gabbe in a shul somewhere in America. I was there a year ago. And, you know, I tried to do nefoshes to my project. So I put the booklets in the Iyun HaParsha. I was in the shul. I went, I don't say the name of the shul. And the person that I met, I was looking for the shul, was not there. I had in my bag some Iyun HaParsha. So I put them. This big guy, tall fellow, comes over to me, starts screaming at me. On that, I'm throwing it to Gnisa. Here we have a takana, we don't put papers without. We daven. Our shul, we don't talk in davening. Here we don't have all this shtusim. No papers, garnish. I'm sorry. Took it away, I started to speak to him. And the other guy that was with him said, okay, no, finish leave. The guy doesn't want you, just move out of the place. And he says, no, no. The guy was advising me, Berabi, Hashem has a reason. I'm not going away. You know, Shmuzing to the guy. He became friendly a little bit. The guy came yesterday to El Tzisor. So he showed me, he had a check in his hand that a guy gave him, just putting in Gilead in El Tzisor, $20,000. He felt so badly embarrassed that he wants to come close to him. He came to El Tzisor to learn with him, and he gave him a check of $20,000 to give to Gilead. I don't know what to eat. He says, Hashem wanted me, and now Baruch Hashem, it's a bridge to a new connection to him, to Baruch Hashem, to help a lot of people. He said, Hashem gave me a bizayon, I couldn't get so upset. I said, Hashem sent it to me. To accept it, to know something about Hashem. I smiled, I didn't get embarrassed, I knew it's a present from Hashem. Hashem has a plan. The guy was so impressed that even though he's embarrassing me, I'm taking it so easy. He decided he wants no friendly. Who is this guy? And you can yell at him. And he goes quietly, collects back all his papers, says sorry, and moves out. He felt bad. Hashem took care of me. Everything is like that, bad. Just not every time, not everyone is zayfa when someone is embarrassing to see a couple days later, check your $20,000 for that bizayon. Not everyone is zayfa to that. But this is the metzias. The metzias happens the whole time like that. The metzias happens the whole time like that. Now again, even when it happens, Hashem gives the nisyonis. Because if it would be so obviously, I was thinking and I decided not to. The last day, I had three stories, some I was mamish involved with. Today, mamish mishudik bitachon. This was the smallest number from all the three. But why you can't say too much stories to people? Because this is a stama for why I convince you as a double oilam. Everyone here is convinced. We speak of bitachon already for a while. The chokhmah to have the bitachon, Chaznish explains that to use it lemaise, not when you see the miracles. Again, you'll be the same rich, Zog the Biskerov. Biskerov said, if I would be about bitachon when I lost, Biskerov said, and I never became rich, Biskerov said. Don't think that because I learned bitachon and then I became bitachon, I got back the money. I never got back my money. But Biskerov says, but I made it myself that when I finished Shara Bitochen, I was the same Baruyik Tzach and Gliklach and happy. I was the same relaxed and happy and secure like when I had all that money. And then I knew that I'm about Bitochen. I knew that the fact that I had houses and nothing looked like something could change. People were in Europe for years, for thousands of years, people were, not that, hundreds of years. People were in Europe. Nothing looked like it's going to change. And I was so baruch before, and I felt the world was came to an end, and I managed to work in myself, and I was in the same amount. So how a person, when he wants lemaise, we heard the Ashkofas of Bitochen, hopefully, how a person uses it lemaise? How a person uses it lemaise? So one thing the Chazanish said, when someone embarrasses you, and he hurts you, and there's no big nafkamina that he could damage you for the future. He just hurt you personally very much, and you feel very down. He says, grab that case and work on yourself on bitoch. Why? This is a pure case that his shtablis is irrelevant. When someone tells you he has to go to get a suda for Shabbos, not to get a suda for Shabbos, it's a nisayon. I will sit and learn, I'm not in the middle of Seder. So we spoke about it. Yeah, the Maya said, what to be? Everyone is, everything is booking, I'll be stuck. I don't know what to be. I'll be stuck. Crazy mission. Not sure what will be. So you have to struggle, what is the shtadlis, what is bitachon? I'll ask the guy to learn with me, I will not ask the guy, I will not ask, I will not have a chavrusa. So I will ask. What is my bitachon? What is the limit? Something that we don't know. Will someone hurt you? And there's no difference in what he hurt you. speak to yourself, send it. It's a matone from Hashem. It's not him. I'm not angry at him. Chazak. If you manage, try to be nice to him. Yeah, but not in a way that he will feel like, you know, you're connected. This is garbage. Yeah, this is called not nice. Yeah? It's the biggest mekome to be nice. This is, we're not including that. Zag b'chazanish, you could win. We know in Avodas Hashem, achar ha-pe'ulos nimshochos ha-levovos. We do acts that change our machshavos. All of us want to get to bitochon, and all of us heard it. Like we said, the Biskirov was sure, I'm only saying it with the few ages that he said in Biskirov, I'm just going to the chutzpah to say it. And he was sure that he had bitochon. And it's supposed to be shtadlis to investments. Biskirov, yeah? Shtadlis, four houses here, houses there, yeah? And when it disappeared, he felt lost, he realized he's not about bitochon bichlal. So we also could get to that drama, we could think that we're about bitochon till the Nisoyan comes. But when someone hurts you, I'm not saying sometimes someone hurts you as a roommate and you want to take care that he will close the blind, that he will not disturb by night. Then, I'm not saying to work on it then, because then you don't know. I'm not angry, but the vice is doing it again. Maybe I have to tell him something. Then again, it's not the place that you will manage to work on yourself. Because again, the ishtadlis with the bitochum will be a big challenge to know what is the right thing. But a guy tells you a bad word. A guy laughs at you. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. That is the soid habitoch. Sometimes I saw him, someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you these people to hurt you. That you could work, me'akoyach el apoyal, to work at bitochon. Yeah, I believe it's in Hashem, but it hurts me, but I believe it's in Hashem. I remember, there was a kvutz in Panovich, that they were working at bitochon. It's one of the things that they were doing it. Like when some person had such a thing, he would go to the oilom, and the oilom together would speak out. They would not say who did it to him. So like someone laughed at me today. He says, Zachar Ribbono Shel Olam. Zachar Ribbono Shel Olam. Till the person was talking, not angry. The imam is not angry. Because everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person feels like that, and he's sure it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam, like we said, it doesn't make a difference what happens to him. And like we said in the Chavis HaVavis, Hashem loves you. He cares and he could do everything. So there's nothing more to be upset. There's nothing more to be upset. This is the avodah. This is the avodah. This is the alabit. Second thing, the chazanish, it's mekubal, it's agla, is midas hakas. I spoke a lot of times on Midas HaKas, but I want to speak now regardless of Midas HaBitoch. Someone did something to you. Lama Zogin, you have to speak to him. Lama Zogin, you have to stop him. We're not holding him the first case. Although you can be Bekas. If you have to work him not to be Bekas. Chazal say, kol ha-koyes ke'ilu oivet avod ezore. Why? Why are you angry at him? Because he did it. If you would not think that it's him, you would not be angry. But someone falls on the street. It's very, hurts him very much. But he doesn't hit the floor. Kids, 2, 3 years old, hit the floor. Yeah? A mature man, he wants to hit the floor, but he doesn't hit. Maybe from 4 to 5, you want and you don't hit. But I think when you're 6 years old or 7 years old already, you don't want to hit. For sure when you're 10. It's not a fact you struggle with it. Why are you angry at your friend? Lama Zogun Ishtabda says kill him. Kill him. Shoot him. Smile and shoot him in his face. Don't get angry. Why are you angry at him? Angry means you believe it's him. Work and not to be angry. Not want to be madish. The Yitzhak will not let you. He will tell you, be frumer from this encampment. I will try not to give back. Don't give back. When you want to work on bitochen, Zog the Chazanish, take out places, Hashem gives you enough places that the ishtadlus is not negea. In life, Hashem will show the bal bitochen. And I'm telling you, the more you're involved in the world, you see it b'chush. The guys that work on bitochen, it doesn't mean that Hashem gives them a gold life. But Hashem shows them consistently that what He helps them is regardless the hishtadlus that they're doing. It's like every time. Every time. You do ishtadlus, 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 and it comes from somewhere else. And you need to do the ishtadlus. But then you will know in the end that it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when you want to work to become a Baal Bitochen, you want to have the kinyan to become a Baal Bitochen, take things that you could fight that are pure. Someone hurts you, regardless, he left that. Don't get angry. Don't be upset. Forget about him. Don't be upset. Don't be upset. This is the first thing. You know, I'll make it easier. You're going in a car and you make a left and a right, there's a traffic. And you're going to lose. It can't happen. Have a bitochen. Have a ishtadlus. Where's the bitochen? What you could do now? Nothing what you could do, okay? You start to move like this, yeah? Where is it bitochen? Work one time. The Ribbono Shel Olam put me in traffic as a cheshbon. I went to the right, I could have gone a different road, I went to this road. Nothing what I could do now. Nothing what I could do now. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. In that minute that you say it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you koine the minas habitoch. The Yitzhak will make you allowable to work in places. Chavis Avol is in the end, when he speaks about mafside habitoch. He explains, bitoch, he says, the lower madreges, he says, when you're in the desert and there's nothing more to drink and you rely on Hashem and it comes. He said, that's such a lower madrege, he said, Chavis Avol is. The closer madreges, you're in the city and you need to speak to the king. And then he says, it goes up. And the higher madrig is, you're standing in your store and there's a line of people selling, and you believe Hashem sends them to you to sell. This is the higher madrig. So it's hard for us when we're closed the store. We meet our customers. We don't know what Hashem means. But Hashem gives us the whole time. You don't have to go far away. You go to the Beis Yishai. The elevator closed. What is this? That is missing bitoch. I'm not chomish containers. If some guy don't say because it doesn't make a difference, then well, up and down doesn't mean that they're about bitoch. Yeah, he mamish wanted to go up. Maybe inside the elevator would be the guy that would tell him lo shenora. And we don't know the cheshbonis, and he will never know what is the cheshbon. The chokhmah, if you want to be matzliach, and I'm telling you, it's baduk u'menuse. The little things. No one is stopping you. The emotion, not to get angry. Guy hurts me. I'm so hurt. Work on yourself with the elevator. Not to get angry. And you smile. Okay, I miss the elevator. And you go up. You made one mistake inside your neshama for bitach. And Abolatar Messiahmois. Abolatar Messiahmois. It's Bechush. You told me a story this week. Big Talmud Chacham. He works on Bitochen. I know from years. It's a real Eved Hashem. In the last good amount of years, someone would support him the whole time. Every month, we'll give him a couple thousand dollars, everything what he needs for his family. He doesn't work, his wife doesn't work. Every month. I know this person, I speak to him every second day, maybe every third day. He found me, someone from America. The guy supports him every month, a couple thousand dollars. Mamash what he needs. 2 months ago, this guy had a tie on him. Ashkofa, and the guy said, I'm cutting you off. The guy didn't have nothing what to eat. Nice, come over to me, maybe I could decide or something, you know. Maybe we could speak to the guy. I speak to the guy, just after the puma. Yeah? Hashem wants him to lose all the susim when he did all the years. So. The guy told me today, someone came, he knows to see a guy for 20 years. He says hello to him, comes to us. The guy told him, for the next 3 years, I want to give you $3,000 a month. I didn't believe him. I went to speak to the guy that was giving the money. I said, maybe I could take a money for something else also for him. Yeah? But, no. So I decided. Why? I don't know why I decided. Again, this guy is not an Oisho, the guy that doesn't have the money. He has now his bread, he doesn't have to take the chalukah of the bread here, and he can manage. But Hashem wanted to test him. He was used already, the money came from someone. Hashem tested him. And he took the test very sharp. Hashem showed him again. I'll send the people to you. But everyone sees it. And even every story that I hear is when I have a person Yisrael, Hashem sends me a story from his chazan. He saw it the whole time. He would have 20 doors and people would close the door on him. He would walk up. 3 days, nothing came. And then a guy would come, give a crazy amount. So people think Alamo people give crazy amounts to the mayor. So she said, no. Most people don't give crazy amounts to the mayor. Most people don't give nothing to the mayor. But every time it's a crazy story, the one guy gives money and the mayor gets out of the problems. Why? So the Tzvi said that the yeshiva will not think that it's a mutzlach tiki yeshiva fundraising. It's not. But Hashem helps. And every time Hashem bails it out. If we want to get that emunah, I'm telling you, Bez Hashem, you'll be married in life. Life will bring you to that. But you don't have to wait. Pskov said, if you wait to life, the patch will be very stark. Start to work on 3 times. When someone hurts you, don't get hurt. A. Go not to the mind. B. Not to get angry. It's 2 different things. Hurt. Something's hurt you. So hurt. Not to angry. You're hurt. You're down. To work on that. Angry is no shaykh to down. You're not hurt at all. How about the guy that crossed the street with the car in front of him? He goes out and he stabs him. He's not hurt. He's angry. Angry and hurt is 2 different things. It's 2 things that you can control. And I'm saying, hurt is when things are not relevant to fix. And that's what you could do. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kaas is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then like small little things. Mamash, like klein zachen. Klein zachen. When a person works on it, I missed the bus. I missed the taxi. I missed my meal. I called later. Yeah. She would call yesterday. We had a place. We're so sorry you called today. Sometimes you're like, why? Hashem wants you to have bitachon. Instead of telling you we're not available this week, say, hey, Mamish, a guy called before you, we gave the last spray that we had for Shabbos. So like you think, Chabad didn't call before. No. If Hashem would not want you to work in Bitochen, the guy will tell you, I'm sorry, this week we're not doing a meal. Very good. Hashem wants, he said, oh, Tashlik HaChashu B'Bachu, let me give him an Israel. If you would call a minute ago, that'll be okay. Like that guy, I wanted to call, the guy was schmoozing with me. All these little things. Bitochen. I want to tell you, it doesn't take a lot. If you work on these little things, about a tile beside my soul, you will see the chush will not take you more than 2-3 weeks. I want to tell you, I'm not saying I want the Messiah in this chalik. If you're talking, you know, the guy's working it, you could get very far. And I'm working it for years. But even a person that works on it for years, I could find myself getting hurt. I find myself getting fuming, not only angry, yeah? And I find myself, I miss the elevator. Especially, I'm not even saying to the guys in the elevator, I get upset that the guy stopped it. Not already, dear, also you have to work on it, but not again, you get upset, why, who told the guy to press? Try to find pure, I'm saying, the more, the Chavis HaVavis explains, the more that you manage to disconnect from the place that Hashem made, bitochen and ishtadlis mixing, oh, the guy has a right to make bad to me, he doesn't have a right, all these cheshbonos, there is the place that Hashem made life very hard. The Chavis HaVavis says like maybe 20 times, because if not, all of us will be ma'aminim and we'll do mitzvahs and we'll learn day and night, because we see that Hashem is running the world, and there's no questions about it. But a person has a koyach to work on himself. The Chavis HaVavis says, the Chazanish says, and the more you work on yourself, Hashem gives you more and more to see. Chazal say, Lo nitna toiro elo lo'ich le'amon. Why? Oich le'amon didn't have no diabetes. Tzad Sheni, Chazal said that Oich le'amon, their life was terrible. You're in the desert. If something happens in the system and the month doesn't go down tomorrow, you're dead. You're dead. And it was like sometimes it came far, you know, you didn't know what will happen tomorrow. But Mitzad Sheni, Hashem made them that they saw b'chush that Hashem is the one that is giving the food. So when you get higher the madregas, Hashem makes you to see more and more bitochen. Everyone is the whole time bitochen. It's the whole time. Just if you work on it, I'll tell you. You know, the guy that he was. Learning with one, he saw the sign of the Vaad, he wanted to come down to the Vaad. I asked him not to come down. Because I wanted to say that story. Not because it's such an amazing story, $20,000 is not a big number enough, yeah? But what I felt to myself is, Hashem wanted to give me another chizuk and bitochen before I came down. I'm speaking about 6:29. That's the reason I was a bit late. 6:29, the guy came over. The Merkazi. It's in two benches across the room. I don't know what to say his name. I want to spoil for that tzedakah, yeah? If you want to work on bitochen, Hashem sends it to you. Sends it. And not only that, the guy can't open the check to show me that he got a check for $40,000. He said, hold the bitochen. He didn't know, he then he asked, what is the value? Bitochen. So I said, okay, so he said, my guy wants to come down. I said, please not, I want to say the story. So now that he came, and I'm telling you, b'chush, you'll work a little bit on it, Hashem shows. And that miracle has to happen. It happens so much. It happens the whole time. Again, the same time, the guy that it happens the whole time, Hashem gives him nisyonos the whole time. The level goes up. Shmuzan Rebach told me, I want to speak to him about the Choshev Rosh Hashivas. They were fighting two Choshev Rosh Hashivas. And it bothered me very much. I was a young bacher. And it looked to me very, very babyish. And I was very involved. I stood there with a rabbi of mine. Very not comfortable for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, my Yiddish kept shaking. You know, I wanted to scare him with him. My Yiddish kept shaking. These two gdolei olam. I said, I'm involved in between them. I said, I'm telling you, I know what they're fighting about. It's mamash babyish. So he told me, you have a mistake. So Avraham Avinu had a nisayon. What if Avraham will decide not to shech with Yitzchak? Oh, it's Avraham Avinu, right? He said nothing. He decided, no, Hilchazdin, he wants to bow down. It burns hot, it's hot, you know, chikshak. What would happen? Mr. Avraham Avinu, right? So now it was so partial that Avraham Avinu will do it. So what is the big guy that Avraham Avinu did it? So big deal. The answer is Hashem made it to Avraham 50-50 that he will do that again. He raised the Nisayon in different ways. 50-50. Avraham passed, he stayed Avraham Avinu. He doesn't pass, he loses everything. Yeah. When you, but he says, you have a mistake. If you would see Avraham Avinu not passing, don't think he's Ois Avraham Avinu. He failed. But Hashem gave him a Nisayon that was chanceable to fail. On them, Sinishkin Chochmah. So when a person will become a B'tochen, he will see miracles. And then it doesn't have to take you more than a week to see it. Because it happens the whole time. It's only a shadow if you see it or not. Happens the whole time. It's only a shadow if you see it or not. And the same time will be a lot of not clear. I'm just giving the adrocha to the person that will decide to want to work with it. But Hashem will give you the word to handle it. To see the emunah b'chush. To see the miracles b'chush. And it's not miracles, it's derech hatev. I'll take the example of this guy with the check. Hashem could have given this guy that he will go to one of the guys that he wants and will give a $20 check. He went to America to collect money. He would come, he would go to a guy and he would give a $20. Nothing changed. Hashem made it be a little bit like Bizayindik, and he was calm, and he was not angry. And then the guy told me, it's a choshev guy. You see, I know how to handle these people. I thought, oh, you spoiled the whole story. Not you know how to handle. You did it right. Even there, it's me bad. So, yeah? I knew how to be nice to the guy, so I said, come on, you spoiled the whole B'tochen story. This is what happens. But Hashem bans him, this 20, he went to collect, and he collects, and he has a whole voice, and everything is good. Hashem wants him to learn. Do the wrong thing. And it's every time. It's every time like that. If you will work on it, again, not to be hurt. And it's easy, you lay in bed and you're hurt. It's Hashem, but I'm hurt. It's Hashem, but I'm hurt. It's Hashem, but I'm hurt. It's like exercise. Bitochen. And this is what Chazal always says. Emuna is not a steer to bitochen. But you cannot bitochen without emuna. We're ma'aminim. The bitochen is the lemaise. I'm angry. I was angry today. How I was angry? I'm yelling at my brothers. I'm yelling at my parents. I'm yelling at my roommates. Why are you yelling? Ishtalas. Yelling means it's him, not the Seder. That's Hashem. We'll have to see. I have bitochen that if you'll do it, you'll get to bitochen.